Thank you.
How long should people stay here?
We have not decided how long we stay in the plaza because actually the whole movement is very self-motivated by different Hong Kong citizens, which demanded CY Leung to step down and also demanded for a true universal suffrage and civil nomination in Hong Kong. So we do not know that how long we will stay because they actually do not have a leader in this movement, but it is very self-motivated. I think the only way to stop the movement is that our chief executive CY Leung should step down, and also Hong Kong people should enjoy a really democratic and equal political rights in our chief executive election in future.
Are you asking other groups in Hong Kong to join you?
Yeah, we hope that the people who join in the movement is not different organisations, but actually different individuals, and including different Hong Kong citizens, because we hope that when there is more Hong Kong people joining into the movement, we will have more power and more bargaining power to the central government to fight for our own universal suffrage and also our equal nomination right. If our chief executive and also the central government do not respect and do not listen to the people's opinion, we will consider to have different upgrading actions in the future days, including occupying other places like the important government offices. But we have to emphasize one very important point, that the buildings, the government offices or the government buildings that we occupy will not be the offices which have very close relationship with some social aspects like the hospital or the social welfare offices, etc.
Are there any other escalations that you're now planning for the actions?
Yeah, we cannot talk. We are quite inconvenienced to talk too much about future action we do, but we hope that the central government and the Hong Kong government should really respond and respect the people's opinion, because the original responsibility of being a government is to listen to the opinion of people, that we want to have a democratic election.
Why have so many people taken to the streets? Did you ever expect that?
We never expected that there are so many people coming out, because when we organized the boycott of plazas, and when we organized that we should regain our civil plaza, we never expected that there are so many people coming out after some students' leader are arrested and after some people are confined in the civil plaza. But we are very happy that so many people are willing to come out and really to fight for their own basic human rights and the right to vote and the right to nominate in the future election. And we hope that people who come should continue to stay here and should not give up easily. We can really see our hope if there is more people joining in this movement.
How do you view the chances of a new police crackdown?
New police. We hope that what the government is to should do is to respond and to respect the opinion of people. But we do not hope that the police and the Hong Kong government should continue to do what they do in the 28th of September, that they use tear gas and they use a lot of tear gas, 87 of tear gas. So we do not hope that it will happen again, because if the government try to use a violent way to try to stop the protest again, they will bear a very high political responsibility and political risk.
Can you comment on today being National Day? Do you have any message for the Chinese central government?
This is a National Day, you can say National Day of the Chinese Communist Party, and we hope that in this National Day, what the central government should see is not only people who celebrate. You can say in the National Day and to celebrate in a flag raising ceremony and this is what the central government should see, is the anger and disappointing feelings of Hong Kong people that we cannot even have our basic human rights of voting for our leaders in Hong Kong.
Is Joshua Wong still playing an important role?
Sorry?
Is Joshua Wong still playing an important role?
Playing
an important role?
Actually, we think that not students leader or every organization like Scholarism and Hong Kong Federation of Students or even at the Occupy Central do not have a really that important role in this movement, because this movement is a very self-motivated movement by Hong Kong citizens, and they do a lot of work in this plaza, and there is never a leader in this movement. So we hope that every student and every Hong Kong citizen who participated in this movement can continue to stay here and motivate more of their families and friends and tell them about the importance of having a democratic political system in Hong Kong.
Can you please mention your name and position?
Yeah, I'm Agnes Charles, spokesperson of Scholarism.
What's your first name? Anna Vanessa?
Agnes Chow, C-H-O-W. Thank you. Yeah. Thank
you. Are you giving CY Lung a deadline to
We will have a deadline for CY Lung is today or tomorrow. This is the deadline for CY Lung to step down, because we have already used a lot of way to tell CY Lung our opinion, and including different protests and different demonstrations and different Occupy movement. So there is no kind of negotiation between us and CY Lung anymore, because we have already given him a lot of chance to respond to the opinion of people, and he should step down, and that line will be tomorrow.
Any response to the People's Daily editorial that came out today?
People's Daily editorial is, sorry.
That was condemning the movement, calling it illegal.
I think that when the central government is talking about every occupation or every Occupy movement will not change the stance of the central government, I think it is a very nonsense kind of response, because the responsibility of the government is to listen to the opinion of people. When the central government talks something like that, about they will not change the stance, even so many people come out on the street to demand their feelings and their anger, and they should respond and also respect our opinion, because we only want to have the right to vote and nominate.
合作上或者咩係冇問題㗎嘛？其實從來冇一個合作上嘅問題，係不嬲都係一齊嘅。咁純粹就係講嘢嘅。等等下，如果
Sorry. When do you think this protest will end?
I don't know how to I can't predict the date of ending this kind of movement, because actually this movement is totally self-motivated by Hong Kong citizens, but not controlled or led by any of the organization or led by any students group. So we cannot predict the date to end. But we know the only way for ending this protest and ending this Occupy movement is that the government should listen to our opinion, and CY Lung should step down before tomorrow.
Is this now before tomorrow? So that's your demand, he should step down before in the
today
next 24
or tomorrow.
Hours?
Yeah, today or tomorrow.
Do you think realistically that you're going to get that?
I think what we should, in social movement, what we should think is not whether the whole movement or the whole demand is realistic or not, because the responsibility of being a government is to listen to the opinion. When there is like over 100,000 of people demanding a chief executive to step down, and he should really respond to the people's opinion, but not using different excuse to try to say that he has no problem in his government.
Aren't you expecting that the police will come in and put an end to this?
I think that if the government and if the Hong Kong police force is trying to do that, is trying to do the things they do 2 days ago again, and they have to bear a very heavy political risk and responsibility, because it will actually make more people become more angry and this have this have a feeling of discontent towards this government and this regime, and they have to bear a very heavy political risk if they repeated what they do 2 days ago, that is tear gas and also pepper spray.
Have you had any communication with the government?
Actually, before, we have already given lots of chance to CYLearn to respond to the opinion of the students, including we have the Hong Kong Federation of Students have protests outside the chief executive office. And even though CYLearn saw that protest, he even do not respond to the opinion of people and do not receive the letter from students. So we think that there is no space for negotiation to CYLearn anymore. But we will still invite the other of the government officials like Carrie Lam to have communications to us. But we emphasize that this kind of communication should be a public communication under mass media, and the communication should be take place in this plaza, but not other way like in the office.
Agnes,
are you worried about the risk?
You have to explain this debate briefly to people in other countries who might not know what's going on. What's the message you would want to give them?
Yes, we would like to tell people all over around of the world that Hong Kong people are only fighting for their basic human rights, that to vote and to nominate in the chief executive election, because when there is a very mature democratic political system in other country, at Hong Kong, when name of Hong Kong is actually an international city, we do not have our very basic human right to vote and to elect our leaders in Hong Kong. And I think this is very nonsense, and Hong Kong people can't accept this.
Are you worried that there's a risk of a backlash from the general community if it goes on, if the protests go on too long?
We would like to tell all of the people in Hong Kong that we should concentrate our power in Admiralty, in Causeway Bay, and also in Mong Kok. And we respect the spreading of the whole movement, like in Tsim Sha Tsui, but we hope that all Hong Kong people can concentrate the power in these three places, so we can have a stronger power in these three occupation places. Any questions?
Yeah, one more. Okay, very
good. And they respect and I hope that they can continue to